Rolling now on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Here is Terry Savage, the money lady at terrysavage.com. She's all wound up, but she took a breath, and she's going to be poised, disciplined, and deliver a message about what?
About how every single senior who has Medicare in any way, shape, or form must do something, I'll tell you what, now, even if you love your current Medicare plan, everything is hunky-dory, you don't want to mess around with it, I'm either going to save you money or keep you from spending a lot of extra money. If you will follow these instructions, no one, this year, because of some big changes, no one is exempt from having to figure things out. And let me start with a disclaimer. It is absolutely insane that seniors, I no longer say they're the least tech savvy because seniors are tech savvy now, but that seniors at this stage of our, include myself in that, lives, have to go through such a rigmarole for the most basic and essential thing as our health care. Now, a little bit later in the show, we'll talk about traditional Medicare versus Advantage, but that is not where I'm going first. Here's what's changed that will impact everyone. If you're younger and you're listening, please call your mother, your grandmother, and say, I can help you. I put a column up at terrysavage.com. I'm going to link it to a podcast that my friends Pam and Richard and I at Friends Talk Money just did with Phil Moeller, who wrote Get What's Yours from Medicare, the new edition just out on Amazon. And I'm going to try and explain to you the big new thing this year. So start with a clean slate. What's new this year sounds like great news. It is the promise that in 2025, you cannot pay more than $2,000 out of pocket for your drugs. That's fabulous news. As a matter of fact, for some people who take very expensive drugs and might hit that $2,000 cap in January or February, there's a new plan that you can sign up for right now, which allows you to pay that, so it's not one giant hit that you have to put on your credit card but pay finance charges. You could pay that over the course of the year. So the good news is the cap on Medicare drug prices. The tough news, the one that creates a task for you, is that whether you have a traditional Medicare Part D drug program as part of your original Medicare plus a supplement plus Part D, or if you have an Advantage program and you say, well, I don't have to worry about Part D because it covers my drugs, wrong. This year, you need to do some comparisons. So let me just say this. Suppose you have traditional Medicare and a supplement. Yes, I know this is the expensive way to go. And a Part D plan, which you pay a monthly premium. And by the way, you should sign up for that Part D plan the minute you get Medicare, even though you're only taking Tylenol, because it's a relatively low monthly premium. I'll show you how to search for that. And then you won't pay a penalty every year after that when ultimately you do have prescription drugs, and you will if you live long enough. So you have Part D, and you say, well, I'm happy. I just go to Walmart. I just go to Walgreens, CVS. The number of standalone Part D drug plans is dropping by almost a quarter this year for 2025, the lowest number ever. And the remaining plans are raising the deductibles and making other changes that can and will increase your out-of-pocket costs. They move drugs to different tiers. They drop some drugs and have generics. So what you must do if you have a Part D plan, I did this yesterday. I'm still trying to figure this out. Suddenly I'm a senior A and I have now two prescriptions. And the plan I had last year cost X. And I said, well, let me just do the comparison because how do you do this? You go to Medicare.gov. You create your My Medicare account, it's very secure, and you input your prescriptions. And if something has changed, you have a new prescription or a new dosage, comes right up and you say, oh no, I'm now taking 25 milligrams instead of 10 or whatever it might be, or a new drug. And then you click and it will tell you what your current drug prescription is. And then for going into 2025, it will show you two or three or four drug plans. Well, mine for next year cost X, actually 2X. And then there was another one right below it that used Walgreens and CVS, which are my choices, for half that. I'm still trying to figure that out, folks. So the fact of the matter is you need to go online to Medicare.gov and compare. Wait, I'm going to get to you Advantage people in a minute. If you have a Part D, you need to go to Medicare.gov, Plan Finder, sign securely into your account or create one. Very easy. Put in your prescriptions and dosages and see what the plans offer. They will compare like this. Your monthly premium. Some have a monthly premium, some don't. Then they have your cost per prescription and the total cost of your drugs. And then they have a deductible. Mm. Well, they probably have a higher deductible this year. I found out that I don't have so much, so I will never meet my deductible
right.
on this plan.
Right.
But I have no monthly out-of-pocket cost, but I guess until I get to $683 or whatever it was, I'll be paying. So it's the weirdest thing. You have to compare online if you have Part D. Now.
About the Advantage plan, hold on that.
Okay, now, when we come back, are we having a break?
Yes.
Okay, don't think, let me tease into this. Don't think just because you go, see, that's why I have an Advantage plan. They take care of all my drugs. Open enrollment is when you can switch Advantage plans. And for three reasons. Maybe your drugs aren't covered this year. Maybe it's out of pocket. Maybe your hospital and doctor have changed. You also have to search Advantage plans. More on that when we come back.
Terry Savage, the money lady from terrysavage.com, the syndicated financial columnist, is here.
Okay, we talked about if you have a Part D plan that you need to go to Medicare.gov, look on the plan finder and put your drugs in and reevaluate. Very easy to change plans. Just very easy. You can do it right there on the website. Now, half the people, because roughly half the people have chosen Advantage. We can get into that later. I see a lot of phone lights flashing. I can't see what they are. But let me explain why, even if you have an Advantage plan, now, during open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th, the only time you can switch Advantage plans, no, stop, don't tell me I love my Advantage plan. You must also go online to Medicare.gov and take a look at what your Advantage plan is doing for 2025. Because number one, because of this drug thing, they are changing which drugs they cover, what the copays out of pocket are, what whether they're going to give generics or not. So when you go look at your Advantage plan, you need to compare it with others. What else do you need to compare? Even though you loved your Advantage plan this year, the most important thing is you need to take a look and see if your doctors and hospitals are still in that same Advantage plan, because they are shifting around. There are many big hospital systems, I haven't heard of any here in Chicago area, one in Indiana, have just said, this is a pain in the neck to be in Medicare Advantage. They don't listen to our doctors. They second guess our test requests, and we're not going to be part of an Advantage plan. So number one, you have to confirm that your favorite docs and hospitals are still in your Advantage plan. If they're not, you probably want to switch to another one. The second thing you want to compare, again, online at Medicare.gov, when it says compare Advantage plans in my zip code, is what's the maximum out-of-pocket? The in-network maximum out-of-pocket is close to $9,000 this year. But of course, these plans compete. They say, well, you'll never be more out-of-pocket than $5,500, $5,700. Well, in fact, because reimbursements from the federal government are lagging. Let me back up. Advantage is managed care. They get a stipend from the government for each person they sign up, and it varies depending on whether you're considered to have a lot of health care issues. Their job is to give you health care in their network where they negotiate with doctors and hospitals and to make a profit, the difference between what they get for all the people they've signed up and their expenses. What are their expenses? Their expenses are all those radio commercials. Their expenses are $600 commissions when they sell you a policy to all those people that are selling them to you. And their expenses are the medical care they authorize. So they have been cutting back on authorizations. The latest study we have is from 2022, which I wrote about in a column, by the way. All this is up at terrysavage.com. You know I sell nothing at terrysavage.com. I just posted the column that goes out in syndication this coming week. Medicare Advantage plans denied 3.4 million, or 7.4% of 46 million prior authorization requests in 2022, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association. That's 3 years ago. Listen, do you want to be sitting there when your doctor says she needs an MRI? And they say, well, we don't think so. Or they use AI computers to say, yeah, I don't think so. The thing with Medicare traditional is you can go to any doctor. You can take the tests. They're covered.
I have a question for you, Terry. If I have an Advantage plan, and maybe because of all of this, I want to switch to traditional.
Wait, we can't go there yet. I want to say three things you need to look at for your Advantage plan this year.
I'm going to ask you if we can do that. Go ahead.
Okay, I will talk about that. But number one, you want to look at, are your physicians covered? Number two, what do they say your maximum out-of-pocket cost could be if you're sick? And then number three, you want to look at the drugs covered by your current Advantage plan and the other plans to make sure you don't have a lot of out-of-pocket. And by the way, out-of-pocket doesn't include copays typically of deductibles. And they're cutting back on those dental visits. Maybe now you'll only get one teeth cleaning. The stocks of all those big for-profit companies that manage the care in Advantage plans that get a reimbursement from the government, they have to show a profit. Earlier this year, Humana's stock is down 50% this year because in January, February, they said, oh, we're going to have a terrible year. Our costs are rising in these plans. United Healthcare 2 days ago, our profits are being squeezed for 2025. What are they going to do to make profits for shareholders? They're not stopping advertising to get you in. What they're doing is just limiting the care they will give you or squeezing the doctors and hospitals. So think twice. But must compare this year, even if you like the plan you had in 2024, compare the costs, the doctors and the networks and the prescription drugs that are in the plans for 2025 at Medicare.gov.
Can't say you weren't warned. In fact, at TerrySavage.com, Medicare open enrollment, big changes. And if that's you or your mom or dad or your grandma or your grandpa, tell them to listen to this broadcast as a podcast later today. Go to WGNRadio.com. Or click on TerrySavage.com. Terry, you were just a moment ago talking about how much you don't like some of these Medicare Advantage plans. We understand why. Cheaper up front, but in the long term, maybe not. So you were saying if you don't like it, you should get rid of it. Can you go back to Medicare Part D?
Even if you love it, okay. Let me just say this. I'll be happy to get in the debate. And the cost and everything of traditional Medicare plus a supplement plus a Part D versus Advantage that has everything in it. What I'm trying to tell you today is, even if you love your current Advantage plan, you must go check to see what changes will be made next year. Will there be a higher level of out-of-pocket costs? If you get sick, it matters. If you're healthy, it doesn't matter, and you get two free dental cleanings. But if you're sick, there could be a big out-of-pocket that offsets that.
So can I get out of it if I don't like it?
So during open enrollment, say you just want to stick to Advantage. You're not going back to traditional Medicare. I'll talk about that in a minute. You go to Medicare.gov, and you compare Advantage plans that are offered in your zip code. Compare them for, make sure you start with your doctors in your hospital. That's what you want to keep most. What's the maximum out-of-pocket cost going to be this year? They compete on that. And it'll be well up into the $5,000, $6,000, could be as high as $8,000 for in-network, okay? Then you want to look at their star ratings. Humana just had one of its largest planned star ratings dropped from 4.5 to 3.5 because the federal government, which evaluates them, said, hey, you know, too many denials, too many this, too many that. So there's star ratings. And I'm taking these five drugs or seven drugs or two drugs, whatever it is. How are they going to cover them this year? Will it all be free and perfect? Then that's great. Or it's not in the plan anymore, what will I do to pay for it?
So, Terry, if I'm going to stay in an Advantage plan, can I change to a different Advantage
plan,
or can I get out?
Yes, during open enrollment, you can switch to a different Advantage plan.
But if I don't want an Advantage plan at all?
Now, you just heard Terry Savage say, oh my gosh, they could limit care, they're turning down tests, you're going to be more out of pocket. Two free dental cleanings isn't worth it, and a hearing test, or whatever it might be. If you decide that, you can, during this time between October 15th and December 7th, go back to traditional Medicare. But wait, before you go, you have to find out what kind of supplement you could get. Because when you sign up for traditional Medicare, you have a 6-month period where you cannot be turned down for the current best plan, which is Plan G for great, even if you have some kind of health challenges. But if you're having health challenges in your Advantage plan and realizing you're having to pay a lot out of pocket and you can't get to see a specialist or you can't get second opinion, or if you go out of network, it's going to cost a fortune. I want to go back to traditional Medicare. You have to find a supplement before you leave. So you need to go online to Medicare.gov and now you search for Medicare supplements. You might not get accepted in Plan G. You might find out that one of the lesser coverage plans, which exposes you, doesn't cover quite as much and will cost a little less than Plan G, might be better because it gives you back the freedom of choice to go see any doctor. This period, October 15th through the 7th of December, and don't wait till the last minute, is when you can change between Advantage plans because yours got too expensive or it started cutting back benefits or your doctor's not in it or your drugs are not in it. You might want to switch to another Advantage plan.
Here are some questions. Hey, Terry, we got rid of Part D years ago at our house. We use GoodRx. It's cheaper.
Absolutely. And I let me make a point about that. While you're looking at these Part D drug plans, first of all, anybody who's really seriously interested in the nuance of all this should go online to Amazon, Phil Moeller, M-O-E-L-L-E-R, just out, I mean, last week, and we just did a podcast. That'll be up at terrysavage.com in the next 2 days with Phil Moeller. Get What's Yours for Medicare talks about the fact that, okay, you may want this Advantage plan because it's got your doctors and your drugs, and maybe what you want to do is get one of these drug cards. GoodRx is a good example of it. And maybe you'll get the prescriptions you need out of pocket for a low cost, but you want to stick with that Advantage plan because it's got your docs in it,
got
but
it.
Not your
got
drugs.
It, got it. Terry, can you describe or define or tell me what the donut hole is in prescriptions?
No, because it isn't really happening anymore.
Good.
You just got the $2,000 cap.
Bill, you're on WGM with Terry Savage. How can we help you, Bill?
Hi, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Good. I do have the Medicare, and I also went with United Healthcare for my prescriptions, which covers prescriptions, labs, doctors, all that is covered. It's all free. The Medicare, I had Medicaid through the state, but when I got the increase last year of $34 for Social Security, they canceled my Medicaid, but they said they were going to continue to pay Part B. Now, can I just call Medicare and have them just keep everything the way it is for next year?
Bill, I'm going to tell you something. That is something I've never heard of, but I suggest you call go to Medicare.gov. There's a toll-free number to call Medicare to make sure that you have the best and most complete coverage. I don't know about the transition from Medicaid to plans that the state may have set up for managed care. So I wish I could give you an answer. You've hit a blind spot for me.
Good luck, Bill. This is Julie. You're on WGN. Julie.
Hi, Terry. I appreciate your answers to these questions about Part D. I have a Blue Cross Blue Shield regular, not an Advantage plan, but I signed up for Part D. I've had it. I have no prescriptions. Is it worth keeping it for any reason, or can I just drop it?
And No. Don't drop it, Julie. Don't drop it. But you must. I know it's ridiculous. As I said, if you only take Tylenol or Aleve or whatever it is you take, vitamins and stuff like that, good for you. But one day, believe it or not, you will take some medicines, prescriptions. And if you haven't signed up and kept that coverage since the beginning of Medicare, you get a penalty that goes on to your monthly premium that it's cumulative for the number of years that you were not on Part D. Now, what you should do, though, is go to Medicare.gov and put in, I take no prescriptions, here's my zip code, and then find out the least expensive monthly plan. You'll probably find one for $15 or $16. I will tell you that in talking with Phil Moeller, who literally wrote the book, Get What's Yours for Medicare, he talked about a guy who was really a mathematical guy who gamed the system and figured out that he'd rather take the penalty down the road if he did need to have it. But I just went, I don't play those games. Find the cheapest no-drug plan, sign up for it, and consider that as a deposit on the cost of your future prescription drug needs.
312-981-7200. Good luck to you, Julie, and more of your calls, texts, and phone calls at 312-981-7200 coming up. Let's get you a Business Minute with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Fashion store H&M is set to open its newest store in Chicago at 679 North Michigan. A grand opening is set for next week. H&M says the store will cover about 26,000 square feet of space and be a one-stop shopping destination for ladies, men, and children. The location will include the H&M Kids Collection for newborns to 10-year-olds. H&M will offer the first 100 shoppers in line at the new store gift cards valued between $15 and $250. The location used to house an Apple store. Abbott Laboratories is launching a $7 billion stock buyback program. The North Chicago-based company made the announcement as it reported third-quarter earnings. The stock buyback was approved earlier this month by Abbott's board of directors. The company says sales rose 5% year-over-year to more than $10 billion in the third quarter. Abbott says strong demand for medical devices fueled its sales growth, especially devices used by diabetes patients. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Now the business of food. Here's Steve Alexander.
Yeah, thank you. And we're going to talk about Kevin Bacon, who has an obsession with Taylor Swift.
He does. He's been complaining about her ex-boyfriends for years.
That is one of Kevin's people.
My name is Sharon Fershey. I am part owner of Garlic Breath Farm in Elburn, Illinois.
And how's your breath?
It's delightful. Thank you for asking. Our slogan is, if everyone had garlic breath, no one would be offended.
Well, I guess not. And Kevin Bacon, just to be clear.
Kevin Bacon is our pet pig.
And Kevin, who has his own blog, is not a fan of Tay-Tay's relationship with Travis Kelce.
No, and he doesn't think that Taylor even likes football.
Okay, well, enough of that. We're going to get serious now and thank the farmers who pitch their tents and show up at farmers' markets.
It's a big lift. It's a lot of work.
After, I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Last Saturday was National Farmers Day, and a recent post on the Garlic Breath Farms Instagram page reminds us of just how hard those people work, especially the ones who show up at farmers' markets many times a week to sell what they've grown.
Yes, thank you to farmers and small business owners and everybody who spends their weekends selling products instead of being at home with their families. What you do not see is the days and sometimes months it takes to grow, make, or design the product. The time spent figuring out the label, staying up late a lot to make more product. The constant setting up and taking down of that damn tent. Praying someone will buy your product, and then later on, praying people will stop buying your product so you can eat a bite of food because you are starving.
And when you're at the market, don't be in such a hurry.
Talk to the vendor. You know, get to know them, connect with them, because this is their heart and soul on the table. It's not just a product.
Garlic Breath Farms. They're at the Batavia and Oswego markets every weekend with their garlic and other crops. Their Instagram is a lot of fun to follow. You can learn about farming and see Kevin Bacon squeal about Taylor.
He has weekly blogs on our Garlic Breath Farm Facebook and Instagram on Sundays.
On the food calendar, it's National Liqueur Day. No farmers, no liqueur. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.
Terry Savage is in the house, the money lady, the author of Social Security Horror Stories, TerrySavage.com, the syndicated financial columnist's latest column is about open enrollment, big changes, she says. She's been going over a lot of them for us today.
Let me say this. If you have a very complex question, I urge you to either get Phil Moeller's new book, M-O-E-L-L-E-R, Get What's Yours for Medicare, or I'm going to volunteer and I'm going to be swamped, so get patience. But post your question at terrysavage.com on my Ask Terry blog. Don't email me. Post your question on my blog. If it's complex and I need help because he's a real expert on this, I will send them to him. I will get his answers. And he's a sweetheart of a guy. And I will give him full credit and post those answers if it's complex. I'm sure I've been working on this a whole lot. I'm about to do a video. I will post a link to our podcast with Phil Moeller. This is very serious. You must do something. You must look right now.
I got it. And by the way, Terry, we're getting questions like these too. What is the spousal discount for Medicare plans? And what will change if you're under your spouse's Medicare drug plan?
No, you're not under your spouse's Medicare drug plan. Every person who's on Medicare gets his or her own drug plan.
So one is unrelated to the other.
If you're getting something from your spouse, you might be getting a corporate retirement health plan or something like that.
I think they're confusing insurance plans with Medicare.
Medicare, you have
your own.
They're
unrelated.
They're not related unless your company's subsidizing some kind of.
What about this? Terry, I'm starting Medicare in May. My current medication will not be covered on any drug plan. It's expensive. Will my cap still be $2,000 for the year? And then will the medication be covered after the $2,000 cap is met?
No. If you're not in a drug plan or an Advantage plan that covers that drug, you want to contact the manufacturer of that drug and see if they have some kind of special help for seniors or low-income people to get that drug. Or talk with your doctor about a substitute for a generic. Or start researching these private drug plans, everything from Mark Cuban's new venture to Amazon to GoodRx, and I forget the names of all those other cards, and see if maybe you'll get that for less.
Well, along those lines, Jack, what can we do for you? You're on WGN. Hello.
Well, that's the deal. My wife takes this medication. The CDC talks about people being obese, being overweight, et cetera. It's a big problem. So her doctor puts her on a medication, which we've been taking for about 6 months, and it is working. But we pay over $1,000 a month because they don't cover Medicare and the Blue Cross Blue Shield Advantage, POS, HOS, doesn't cover it. It's called Zepbound.
Well,
and they don't cover it. And nobody covers it. And GoodRx doesn't give you a discount on it.
Right.
I've been told that I should go to a compound pharmacy and buy it, a generic brand of it from a compound. Don't go to Walgreens or any of these.
Okay, hold on.
So that's a very big controversy right now, because if they approved it, Medicare would, I forget the number of billions of dollars. It would certainly, reducing obesity certainly seems to have positive health impacts over the long run.
Might save him money in the long run.
No question about this, like tariffs, huh? Never mind, let's not go there. But the fact is that it's not covered. And so there will be, for sure, because of the incredible demand for this, as soon as people who can afford it stop are buying it, and the rest of the people who want it, someone will come up with a generic or a compound or something like that.
Or cheaper.
I don't want it, or there'll be price competition. Right now, there's such great demand. The prices are high. It's not covered. It's a classic example.
Jack, good luck to you, and I'm sorry to hear about that. If you do get some sort of generic assembled by a pharmacist, call back in and tell us how that goes.
Yeah, those are compounded in a very special way. Not so easy to do that.
Ned, you're on WGN. What can we do for you with Terry Savage?
Yeah, what about the VA? You know, it seems like every time that I talk to anybody from Medicare or Medicaid, they always call me on the telephone wanting me to sign up for that. Then as soon as I tell them I'm VA, they hang up on me.
Yeah, because you've got a very good deal. So as long as you're with the VA, you know, way back, well, a number of years now, but when my dad said, yeah, well, I'm in this Advantage plan because I've got the VA and it's all my doctors. So I looked into it and I realized that's a very, relatively speaking, a very good deal. And your VA hospital has your doctors in it. So they hung up on you because they can't sell you anything and make any money off you because you've got a very good deal.
Sorry they hang up on you, Ned, but it sounds like you don't suffer for that. Let's talk to Vicki. You're on WGN with Terry Savage.
Well, thank you for taking my call. You began to touch on Mark Cuban's plan, and I would like to know a little bit more about that, if you can tell me.
I know that he's working on a plan to lower the cost of drugs. It's costplusdrugs.com, and I just looked that up.
Costplusdrugs.com.
I believe that's his. And I don't know anything about it, to tell you the truth. But I know he's been attempting to make a dent in the high cost of drugs.
Somebody should.
So it's costplusdrugs.com.
That's Terry Savage, and we're out of time.
Oh, come on.
So
okay, I get a final word here, the Savage
30 seconds.
Truth. Savage truth. Stop debating about Advantage versus traditional. Probably you can't go back if you're already ill. And it's very much more expensive to have traditional. If you can afford it, stick with traditional Medicare, a supplement, and Part D for drugs. But no matter who you are, during this open enrollment, now through December 7th, go online to Medicare.gov and find out what doctors are in your plan, if it's an Advantage plan, what the maximum out-of-pocket cost is, what the star rating is, and whether your drugs are covered. You can switch easily between Advantage plans right now. If you have traditional Medicare, all you have to do is do the Part D drug plan finder and see, again, what's going to cost you the least. But you must go take a look. You may not have to change, but if you find out you're going to save a lot of money by changing, it's very easy to do so right at Medicare.gov. And by the way, there's a national organization of the state, Illinois Department of Aging, has people. There's, if I put you in the column, it says SHIP Help, S-H-I-P, Help, H-E-L-P.org. We'll link you to Illinois or Indiana, wherever you're listening to us, for the state health insurance programs, shiphelp.org, where you can talk to someone if you wait on the line long enough, and they will advise you in your own state of residence.
Medicare Open Enrollment, Big Changes is the title of Terry Savage's latest column at terrysavage.com. She also said if you got a complicated question, post it there, and she'll work hard to answer that. Imagine that. All right, Terry, well done.
Thanks, John.